So here's a little bit of advice about learning and becoming proficient in an alternative JVM language such as Scala, Groovy, Clojure, JavaFX, Phantom, the list goes on and on. So how do we become proficient in another language? We actually learn as we did with Java, the programming language. It's not just the programming language here. It's actually the library and the frameworks that actually go around that language. So we learn Java by programming in very small steps, or taking smaller steps before we attacked and bigger projects. So recently I've been learning Scala and becoming proficient in Scala. And one of the things I did was I had an exercise which I already completed in Java, which took me a couple of hours, and I decided what would happen if I converted or ported this example into Scala. It took me less time, since I'm quite familiar with the layout and the syntax of Scala. However, when I ran this example in NetBeans and using the Maven Scala as plugin, I had a problem. The issue was that my program application takes input or symbol from the command line, or and also from the terminal input, and then invokes a web service and then returns the response. Now, of course, that worked in Java. Now, running the example in Scala produced an infinite loop on the standard input. So I looked at my Scala and I thought, yes, this looks correct to me. Then I went to Googling to see what the documentation said, and I've got a couple of books on Scala. So I've got Martin Odersky's Programming in Scala, I've got Dave Pollock's Beginning Scala, and a few other books. And I thought, what's going on here? And it turns out it was the context that was wrong. It's not NetBeans, but actually it was the Maven Scala plugin. What was happening in my wisdom now was that the input stream in the Maven plugin is not being set up correctly, or not being redirected to accept input from the command stream of the operating system, and that's what's going on. So my program would loop around. Every time I try to read a line, it would return null. And what happens in Scala if in the read line method in the console object just returns unit? It doesn't throw an exception or anyway. So my program was failing. And what led me to the solution was, well, let's go back to first principles. Let's actually type on the command line, Scala, and execute the interpreter directly. And when I did that with setting up the class path with my pointing to the folder with my Scala classes and giving the Scala main class, lo and behold, the program worked. And that just goes to show you're learning the language, but you're also learning with the runtime, and you're also at the mercy of the other tools that are out there. So Scala is new. It means that there's a lack of maturity in some of the tools. Of course, they're going to get much better. As time goes on, developers will code better tools and fix the bugs. But just be aware that as you're learning, other people are learning too, and learn in small steps. And that's how to become proficient in an alternative JVM language such as Scala.